Welcome to the Living Rock podcast.
So, walk this way, that's where we are. And if you remember the last time we were all together in this series, anyone remember something being set up in the middle of the room? A racetrack, well done. Benj talked about running the race. Running the race as a Christian and keeping going and things to help us keep going. And who did some excellent running that day? You did some excellent running. I remember that very well. And so did Jenny, I seem to remember. Jenny did excellent running. So we've been in this series called Walk This Way. Now, we're not running this morning. We're back to a walking pace. You will be relieved. But all the way through this series, I've had one song on my mind. Maybe you can guess what that song is. We're going to play a clip. If you think you know what it is, shout it out. Yeah, we can. I know I've missed a slide. Anyway, I just had to get that out there because all the way through from us, we're going to talk like you. But isn't that it? If we're going to follow Jesus and walk his way, it's about walking like him, living like him, talking like him, doing the kinds of things he did. Right, thank you for holding that for me, Amelie. And this morning, we're talking about stepping into his story. That's our title, Stepping In to His Story. And we're going to read some stories about what Jesus did, and I'm going to need your help with that. Yeah? Great. Got some helpers at the front ready. That's fantastic. But the first thing Jesus said about stepping into his story was, follow me. And we read about that at the beginning of Mark's gospel, Mark's story he wrote down about Jesus. He said that Jesus saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them and said, come, follow me. What do you think they did? They followed him. And it says, actually, they left their fishing nets and at once they followed him straight away. They followed Jesus. They went with him. They walked the places he was going to go. They listened to what he was saying. They saw what he was doing. They followed him. And I just want to say that it's the same today. Yeah, Jesus asks us to follow him. This is today's date, Sunday the 21st. And I just want to make that point today, to today's the day. If you've never started following Jesus, that means to say to him, Jesus, I want to follow you, I want to be like you and do what you did. I want you to help me. Thank you for dying for me. Come and live in my life and help me. If you've never done that, today's the day to start following Jesus. If that's something you want to do, you can come and speak to me about that, or come and speak to your mum or your dad, or your gran, or whoever you came with. Today is the day. Right. The other thing I've been thinking about is Simon Says. Right, who likes a game of Simon Says? Well, hey, okay, right, Phil's going to come up. And and he's going to play a quick game of Simon Says. At the risk of losing the plot here, there is an element to which following Jesus is a bit like Simon Says. Apart from, it's not Simon saying, it's Jesus saying. When Jesus says something for us to do, to follow Jesus is to do what he says. And you know, I don't know if anyone here has ever played Simon Says in a different country. People play Simon Says all over the world, but it's often called by a different name, because not everywhere everyone is called Simon. Anyone, in fact. But there's one place I read about where their version of Simon Says is actually called The King Says. And that's what it means to follow Jesus. Jesus is our king. To follow Jesus is to do what the king says. Right, okay. Now this is when I really need some help. And Jenny is going to come and help me. Because we are going to do a whistle-stop tour through a couple of chapters of Mark's gospel, Mark's story. We're going to look for other sheets of paper like this with a number on. And behind the number, there's going to be part of the story of Jesus that we're going to listen to. Because when we listen to what Jesus did and what he said and where he went, that helps us to know what we can do to follow Jesus, where we can go, what we can say, what we can do. So we need to do this nice and quickly. I'm going to need some volunteers, excellent, to find number date 22. Dara, can you go and find that quickly for me? It's over there. And bring it back to Jenny. And Jenny's going to read the story. And then we're going to find out what happened next. And I'm going to need another volunteer. Okay, wait. Wait for Dara to get back. Okay, you want to have a go, Dave? You can have a go. Yeah, we're going to wait for Dara to get back. Jenny, what happened?
I've got it. Right. Jesus and his companions went to the town of Capernaum. When the Sabbath day came, he went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike the teachers of the religious law.
Wow, what he said was amazing. His teaching was really good. What happened next? Oh, okay then, Iona, can you go and find number 23? Date 23.
Go.
Where is
go.
It? Who's hiding it? I can see it. Date 23. You can go next. Okay. Have you got it? Bring it back to Jenny. Quick. What? Oh, wheelies. Very good. Wheelies. Back to Jenny. What happened next?
I like that.
That was amazing.
After Jesus left the synagogue with James and John, they went to Simon and Andrew's home. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. They told Jesus about her right away. So he went to her bedside, took her by the hand, and helped her to sit up. Then the fever left her.
Wow.
And she prepared a meal for them.
Gosh, that's incredible. Jesus went to their house. There was someone poorly. He just went to her, lifted her hand up, and she got better. Amazing. What happened next? Number 24, date 24. Go. Where is it? Bring it to Jenny. What happened next? I'm so excited to find out. Okay, next, you're Dave. Dave, you're next. Gosh. Okay.
Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went to an isolated place to pray. Later, Simon and the others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus replied, "We must go on to other towns as well, and I will preach to them too. That is why I came." So he travelled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons.
Amazing. Wow, what about that? Okay, what happened next? Dave, can you find date 25? You can go with them, Evelyn, if you like.
Go, Dave.
Great, we're up to number 25, date 25. Fantastic, bring it back to Jenny. Let's have a little listen. What happened next? Careful, obstacles. Well done, Jenny, I'm Sharon. Jenny, that's it.
Thank you very much.
Obstacles,
yeah, we don't want those.
A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. "If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean," he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." Instantly, the leprosy disappeared and the man was healed.
Fantastic. Leprosy was something that was wrong with your skin. And it would sometimes make other things wrong as well. And it'd be really obvious to see you had something wrong with you. And then people didn't like you. And that was very, very hard. And Jesus put his hand on this person. And instantly, it was better. And they would have seen that straight away. Can you imagine that? That's amazing. I wonder what happened next. Can you go and find, where are we, Jenny? 26?
Number 26, please.
Can you go and find 26? Oh, follow someone who's waving at the back. Great job. Number
good
26.
Good running.
Back to Jenny.
Thank you.
Great job. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. That's run it. Back.
Go. We're walking around with Jesus,
thank
remember?
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
What happened next, Jenny?
Stuck to you.
This is a really good one. They're all really good, aren't
they? All really good ones.
But listen to this.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon, the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." Then, a few verses later, Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before."
Wow, imagine that. Seeing someone who couldn't move their arms and legs suddenly being able to jump up, pick things up off the floor, and go out. That's what happened, and the people said, "We've never seen anything like this before." Isn't Jesus wonderful? Yeah. What he did and what he said. And when in those stories we're thinking about, where did Jesus go? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus talk about? Do you know, Jesus went to, I wrote it down to help me remember. Jesus went into towns, villages. He went by the seaside. He went into people's homes. He went to dinner parties. He went to places of worship. He went to places where they were teaching people, a bit like schools. He went on his own to places to pray. He went to places he'd been to before, and he went to new places. He went everywhere, all over the place. What did he do? Can we remember some of the things that Jesus did in those stories? What did he do? Yes.
He healed people,
that's right. And it said he had compassion on people. That meant he loved people really deeply from the inside. That meant he just had to help them. He laid his hands on people. He prayed. He did amazing things. And all that Jesus talked about, he talked about the good news. He talked about all the good things that Jesus was going to do and that Jesus was bringing. He talked about love. He talked about forgiveness. He talked about peace with God. All these amazing good things. And I wonder what happened next. Amelie, can you go and find date 28 for me, please? Oh, 27. Have I missed one? Oh, no. Okay, right. Okay, we'll come back to that. No, it's all right, Amelie. Do you want to run around again? Get up 28. Can someone else find me 27 so I can see what I've forgotten? Okay, yeah, fine. You can get that one. You can get that one for me. It's just me being a bit dizzy. It's all right. It's not that 27 isn't important. It's just I've got out of order. Great. Okay, Jenny. Do you want to read 27? Yes. Yeah.
Later, Levi, otherwise known as Matthew, invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other disreputable sinners. There were many people of this kind among Jesus' followers.
So when I just said that Jesus went to dinner parties, and you thought, I didn't hear that. That's why. That was the scripture. Now, Amelie, what have you got? What happened next? Jesus going all these places, doing all sorts of things. What happened next? Are we listening to this? This is great.
One day, Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. Then he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they began their circuit of the villages, preaching the good news and healing the sick.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you get that? Jesus' disciples went out and did the same things Jesus had done. They went out to tell everyone the good news. They went out and they were able to heal people. They laid their hands on people and they got better. They were able to free people from the things that were hurting them and holding them back. That's amazing. You know, the Bible talks about the fact, makes it really clear that it wasn't just those 12 disciples that could do that. Because Jesus later sends out some more. But actually it's something that everyone who follows Jesus can and should do. Yeah? It's just amazing. Today we can step into Jesus' story. We can live like him. We can do the things he does and speak about the things he spoke about in a way that's going to help other people follow Jesus and step into his story. And I really want you children particularly to know this week when you go around to school or you go to football or you play and do your clubs or you go to your friend's house, Jesus is with you and you can do these things too. You can pray for people. You can help people. You can tell people about Jesus' love. Because Jesus is with you. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. So, you've listened really well. We've got some activities coming up, but we're just going to sing a couple of songs, and particularly one song. We're going to learn a new song. Anyone up for that?
Yeah.
Really good. Really good. And it's a song that can help us this week to remember to step into Jesus' story and remember that we can do the things that he did. So, the band are going to help us with this. And I had some excellent help from Zach and Amelie Elion. So Zach, you can help me too. Let's stand to our feet and everybody can learn the song. There are some actions and I might be making them up as we go along because I'm not sure I remembered it. But the first thing we need to do is start to step. So who can we do some stepping? Everyone over here stepping. Yes, great at the back, great stepping. Everyone at the front stepping. We got the words on the screen. Right. Let's go for it, guys. Shall we go for it? Yeah, great. Stepping.
Thank you.
We've got a little bit of time left. Children, Hot Rockers, you have been amazing this morning. Outstanding. So, we have got some colouring and a little word search. Something on there to do at home. So, if you would like to come and get a sheet, Jenny's going to help you with some crayons and some pencils. We've got another sheet for a bit later on. Have that one first, because you might need that one a bit later to help as well. And you are welcome to fill in your colouring and your sheets. And the rest of us are just going to think about a couple of amazing verses in the Bible. So I know there'll be a little bit of noise in the room, that's fine. But hey, for those of us who are not colouring or doing word searches, let's have a listen to some fantastic verses. Because when I think about walking Jesus' way, walking his way, when I think about stepping into his story, there are some other verses that I just can't help but think about. And I know that everyone who got the video on Friday is wondering, why did I need to bring my diary or my calendar? And this is the moment when you think, ah, still forgot it. Anyway, all will be revealed. And I'm just going to get mine too. So let's have a look at this verse. Thank you, Jim, for putting the next verse up. Matthew 28. These are... could we have the Matthew one first? Thank you. These are verses really familiar to us. But let's just be open to the Holy Spirit to come and put these words on our heart in a fresh way and help us to see what he's doing and what we can do too. Let's have a listen to this. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus said, I've been given all authority in heaven on earth. We've just been singing, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Jesus said, therefore, go. Not Simon says, the King says. The King says to us, go, because I have been given all authority and you have all permission to go in my name. Jesus says, make disciples. So he was speaking to his disciples. He said, make other disciples. And we sit here this morning because people down through hundreds, couple of thousand years have kept making disciples. Disciples making disciples. It wasn't just 12 going out and making disciples. It was then 20. It was then 72. But actually, Jesus says, you're going to go to the ends of the earth. It's all of us who are involved in making disciples, teaching them everything Jesus taught his disciples. That means doing what Jesus did, talking like Jesus did, being with Jesus, walking like him, living like him. This verse, of course, in Acts, we also have to think about, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, to the ends of the earth, to Market Harbour, to Desborough, to East Langton, Kibworth, South Kilworth, and all the other places in between. Do you know when Peter describes what Jesus did at the beginning of Mark's Gospel, he says this is Acts 10, he says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. When we look at Matthew 28 and Acts 1, and then we look at how Peter described Jesus, the way Peter described Jesus is what Matthew 28 and Acts 1 are talking about for us, through us. That as Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, God, Jesus says, we, through him, have received the Holy Spirit and power. We're able to go around doing good. We are able to heal people through God's power at work in us, through his Holy Spirit. And this was a particular verse that really struck me when I was just looking at this week. And this is where we need to look at Luke 10, verse 1, where it says, "The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to go to all the towns and places he," that's he himself, it's very emphatic, "the places he planned to visit." You know, we can often think, and I'm really grateful for the way that we know that God goes before us into places. He goes before us into situations. He prepares things ahead of us. But there was something in this verse that really grabbed me. That bit about he sent the disciples out to all the places Jesus planned to visit. And it wasn't like, I may go there, I may not, just go and check it out. The word for planned is a word that means that Jesus was about to go there. He was intentionally about to go there to act. It was very deliberate. And I feel the challenge for us is to think about, this is where our diaries come in, where we're going this week. And to think about the fact that we are sent out just like Jesus' disciples were. If we're following Jesus, we're sent out. And there are places in our diaries and our calendars that Jesus is going to visit this week. Visit with power, visit with love, visit with compassion. And he's going to do that because we're there. Because we carry his Holy Spirit. Because he's filled us with his Holy Spirit and power and love and compassion to go and tell people about Jesus, the good news about Jesus and all he's done. So if you've bought your diary, let's have a look. I'm getting mine out for this week. And just to say, there's a lot of grace for us in this. Because I know that for some people, you look at your diary next week and you think, I don't want to go there yet. I can't. Honestly, I know that. There's some difficult things coming up for some people, perhaps some painful things, some things we're worried about. I don't want to go there yet. It's not about how full your diary is or how empty it is. And I well know that your diary can look, my diary, our diaries can look empty, and yet they're filled with responsibilities that are going to keep us on our toes from 6 a.m. till 6 the next morning sometimes. But let's just have a look. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit to look through what we've got in our diaries with us and say to him, I want you to come with me. Holy Spirit, will you fill me with your power? That in the ordinary and everyday things, I can walk Jesus' walk, can step into his story, I can tell people about the good news, just like Jesus did. I can come very deliberately, prepare deliberately to come in the power of the Holy Spirit. What impact can that have on our workplaces, on our schools, on our homes? On the homes of people we perhaps care for, in appointments. This is not about putting something new in your diary. It's not about trying to fill in, do more things. It's about, I think the Holy Spirit just wants us to look what's already there and say, I'm coming with you. When you go, I'm going. When you go, I'm going to visit that place with my love, my compassion, and my power through you. So I want to encourage us in that. This is maybe something we pick up in life groups during the week to talk about this where the rubber hits the road. Talk about specific things perhaps that we've got going on. Ask people to pray. You might not be able to physically take your life group with you to work, but they'll come with you in prayer. David talked a few weeks ago about friends for the journey. Let's think about, are there friends that we can bring with us in all sorts of ways into our week in prayer and support and encouragement and help, maybe physically? Just want us to consider, is there room in my heart and mind to see what's in my diary and calendar this week? as divine opportunities for Jesus to come in power? Is there fuel in my faith tank to believe that I can go in power? I can lay hands on people and see them get better. And if we're thinking, I don't know how much fuel there is in my faith tank, then that's where life groups come in. That's where the encouragement of reading Jesus' story. If you're feeling a bit numb with regard to Jesus, I want to encourage us to read the Gospels, to read through Mark or Luke. If you struggle with that, I have some ideas to help. But let's see this week coming up as opportunities to come filled with the Holy Spirit and power to bring him into the week ahead, to ask for his filling, equipping and vision. Shall we just pray? And then I think perhaps one song, bench to end with. And we've, I said in the video on Friday, let's plan to stay this morning. So we've got tea, we've got coffee, we'll have snacks. but I want to encourage us to really share together, to talk together. It might be something that I've said this morning, we want to pray with someone else about something that's coming up this week. Let's do that. Let's share together. And whilst I said it's not about putting anything else in your diary, for those of us who week by week say, I've been meaning to catch up with that person, I haven't got around to it, you've got your diary, it's a good opportunity to do that. So I'm just going to pray, and then we'll stand together and worship, commit ourselves to the Lord and his power. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you promised that you would pour out your Spirit, and that with your Holy Spirit we would receive power. Thank you that you have all authority, and it's the King who says, go and make disciples. Thank you, Lord, that you already know what's in our diary, our calendar, what isn't in there, all that's coming up this week. Holy Spirit, would you come every day and show us what you're doing and where you're going to come in power, because we're there. Will you fuel us? Will you increase our faith to see what you can do with our week as it stands now, whatever's going on, whatever's coming up? Lord Jesus, we just want to say we're yours. We're here to follow you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and fill us. Come and anoint us with yourself, with your power. Let us bring glory to Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Search for us online and get information about upcoming events and more great teaching.